Welcome to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we have two amazing young performers from, once again, the East Coast. We have Lily from New Jersey, and we have Nick, 2 hours outside of New York in Philadelphia. But first up is, we have a young, fine actress. She is on her way. Her name is Lily, and she actually sang a song. You all know it. It's called Dock of the Bay, and we're going to listen to just a little snippet of that right now. Yeah, and that was her dad on guitar. So why don't we just give Lily a call right now and let's see what she has to offer you. And I feel it's a lot. Can't wait to speak with her. And here we go.
Hello?
Hey, Lily, it's Johnny Keith from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Hey, can you say your first and last name for us?
Yes. I'm Lily Anna Schechter.
Ah, that was a trick question. You said your middle name.
Oh. No,
I'm joking. So you live out there, like, near the Statue of Liberty, like, New York, New Jersey area?
Yes, I do.
Can you see the Statue of Liberty?
No, I can't. I'm in Central Jersey. I'm more towards the shore in New Jersey, yeah.
Okay, so how old are you right now?
I'm 13 years old.
Now, so you were a tween, and now you're a teen. Do you notice any difference?
Maybe a little bit. Maybe I feel slightly older. I turned 13 last month, so I'm still getting used to it.
Hey, so you were in the play Annie, right?
I was, yeah.
And what character did you play?
I played Tessie, the one that goes, oh my goodness, oh my goodness.
And so somebody who originally played Annie, how do you say her last name? Andrea?
Andrea McArdle. Yeah, she played the original Annie on Broadway.
Right, so she played the original Annie, but now she was in a play with you and she played Miss Hannigan?
Yes, she did. Yeah, it was a really cool experience. She's so talented.
What have you been doing since you were 6 years old? So 6 years old, you just said, hey, I want to be an actor?
Well, so my dad was on a committee and someone needed help finding a theater to do shows in, and he recommended that I audition. And I sang even before that. There's pictures of me when I was really little just singing on the beach. I've always loved it. I always have loved singing. So he told me to audition and I did shows at that same program for probably 4 or 5 years. Yeah.
Right. A couple of my favorites you do. I like No More Fear. I like that little style, that musical theater style. That's really good. I love when you do that.
What is this feeling that I'm feeling? Like I've shot right through the ceiling? Is it only the caffeine and the sugar and the pizza? Dear me. I had 3 slices of that pizza.
And Dear Daddy, I love that one too.
Yeah, I love that song.
Just before you go off and sing, I see like there's crowds of people. Do you get nervous or how do you tune that out or what do you do?
Well, usually like right before I go on stage, I get slightly nervous. I mean, once I'm doing my thing on stage, I'm completely fine.
Same thing with a podcast, even though I probably interviewed like 100 people. Even just before you, I'm like, oh my God, I got 3 minutes. Oh my God, 2 minutes. And I'm like, why do I do this every single time? It's so, I was wondering if you had a trick for me to fix that.
Sweat dripping down your face, just watching the clock. No matter if you're a star or not, it's so much fun.
So your internet movie database page, I noticed you're starting to get like some credits. And I noticed you have a pro account, so that's great. You put all your pictures up there. Who takes care of that for you?
My mom. She's like my momager sometimes. She takes care of a lot of things.
What was that word? Momager?
Yeah, she's like my manager, but my mom too.
Wow, that's a pretty good one. I'm sitting there thinking, oh, she should write a book, but I'm sure there's already a book out there called Momager.
Maybe. That would be a good book.
Yeah, because every time you think of something, go online and we're like, oh, it's already been thought of. Someone's already done it.
I know. I think of like good business products all the time. Then I look online, they already exist. So I'm like, no.
I know. There's only so much things you can think of. And then when somebody thinks of something so simple, you're like, ah, why didn't I think of that? Hey, so one thing I like about your pictures is every one of your pictures is a different character. So I really like that.
Yeah. We try to do that for different things like commercial and then more serious film stuff. So one for everything.
I think my favorite is probably where you're wearing that little blue jean jacket that's cut off, the light blue with the yellow shirt.
Oh yeah, with the ponytail in my hair.
And you're smiling. You're not even showing your teeth or anything. You just got a little smirk and your hair's up. It's like a perfect Disney picture, right?
Yeah, it shows a funky little personality, I guess.
So basically, you started off doing like theater, musical theater. So was that short? Was that your very first thing that you did where you played The Classmate?
The Classmate was last summer that I did that, the short. My first thing that I did was a commercial for a music studio company.
Is that the one where you're playing that piano?
That's that one, yeah.
Okay, so do you actually play the piano or did you just do it for the camera?
I do play the piano, yeah.
Okay, really? Wow, that's great. Hey, so tell me about the Evil Lives Here.
Oh, yes. I recently recently shot that. It was in February. It was so cool. I played a leading role, and it was really interesting because it was really different, but I had so much fun doing it. It's a very serious thing, and it's like a documentary, but we portray it with our acting too. So, and they interview someone from the real crime, and now we're like portraying the things that happened.
That's cool. I like that. How'd you get that gig?
My mom got it on Backstage, so she applies me for a lot of stuff through there. Backstage or Actors Access, we use both of those.
Okay, but does Actors Access work in the East Coast over there? Is there like a lot of opportunities or no?
Yeah, there's a decent amount of stuff that comes through both websites.
Okay, because I was wondering, because it seemed like LA casting is kind of more for LA, right? Backstage is like worldwide, because I talk to people from Egypt and Lebanon, Russia, England.
Yeah, we get so much stuff from Backstage.
What's your next move?
I'm training a lot during quarantine right now. It's been a great opportunity, so I feel ready.
Yeah, it's great. I think everybody out there has their self-taping studio done.
Yeah, exactly. I have my ring light and my little blue screen thing all set up.
Oh, cool. Hey, so you use the ring light, huh? So when you go back and watch it, so it lights your face up pretty evenly?
Yeah, it does. You can switch how light and dark it goes, whatever works.
When you play it back, do you see the ring light in your eyes? Like you look in the eyes, do you see like a little ring inside there? Or
I don't think so. It's not noticeable if it's there because I've never really picked up on it. But I've definitely seen it when I'm watching YouTubers. They always have that.
Right. Yeah, I think I just saw one time. I think they had it turned up too bright. I go, what's that in her eyes? What's that little circle? I go, oh, she must be using a ring light. And I saw it like reflecting. But that's really popular. So just before I introduced you, I did play a little clip of your Doc of the Bay song. So that was your dad. He was off camera just playing the guitar and you were just singing it. That was it, huh?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We did that for a virtual showcase through Instagram Live.
That was great. I wish I could play the guitar. I have a guitar and it's so funny. I can like play a few chords and then somebody will come over, like a musician, a real musician, and they'll grab my guitar and they'll be playing. I go, my guitar does that? They go, I'm like, well, no, it's not the guitar that's doing it, but I wish I can learn. But it hurts my fingers.
I feel like such a rock star when I have those little prints on my fingers, though.
So do you play the ukulele? I saw a little picture on one of your Instagram. You kind of had one in your hand.
Oh, yeah. I play the ukulele, and I started playing with the guitar a little bit during quarantine, but I'm still getting it. And I also play the piano. So I play a couple different instruments.
Hey, so The Undoing, what is that about? Will you play the happy kid?
Yeah, that TV series with Nicole Kidman, and I shot a scene with her. It was so fun. I made a lot of friends.
You were in a scene with Nicole Kidman?
Yeah, I actually got to talk to her. She was so nice. Yeah, I was in a scene where we were running around in Central Park. It took us 2 days to do that one scene. It was really fun.
Right, so off camera when everybody said cut, she was a nice person?
Yeah, I didn't really get to like interact with her in the scene, but we had a really short conversation and she was very nice.
No, that's cool. So the happy kid, what kind of research did you do to play that happy kid? Because you're probably a happy kid, right?
Yeah, I kept my happy persona that I usually have and I just went in there and kept the smile on my face.
That's great. So you're 13 now, just before college, which I'm sure you're going to go, right?
Yes, of course.
So before you go to college, what do you want to have accomplished by then?
I've been really interested in a lot of on-camera serious acting, so it'd be really fun to book a lot more jobs like I just did with Evil Is Here. Like, that was so much fun for me, so definitely more stuff like that.
Right. So it seems like you've done your homework. You got the Internet Movie Database Pro account. You got beautiful pictures. You know, you got your resume, which we haven't even talked about the stuff on your resume yet. So let's talk about that. You've got 17 theater performances. Got that one television, Evil Lives Here. Congratulations. You got a couple of films, a couple commercials. You have several live vocal performances, and your training is a lot in voice, which explains the live vocal performances, but you also train in tap, dance, and also acting. When this whole pandemic thing is over with, you're going to be out there auditioning over and over and over, and you're going to book something pretty quick, I think.
Yeah, definitely. I would love that.
Then you'll go, and you're going to see the same girls over and over and over again, reading for the same part, huh?
Sometimes I walk into the auditions, and I'm like, I think I know that girl. Like, I always see the same people.
Hey, so when you're doing that theater, Grip, I notice you're around a lot of other girls that are like your age, and you guys look like you're up there cutting around and you're having fun and having a good time. What's the real story backstage?
Well, we've been friends for so long. I made a lot of friends doing that same theater program that I was with for 4 or 5 years, and they've stuck with me for a long time, and a lot of them go to the same singing and acting studio that I go to, the prep. It's so much fun. We've just kept such a great circle, and I've made friends on Instagram with a lot of people too that do acting as well.
So there's not like any catty and jealousy back there. You guys are just all buddies and everything's great and you're having fun?
Yeah, we always get along.
That's funny because I interviewed this guy. He played Billy Elliot. There's 4 of them. So if somebody gets hurt backstage or somebody has to go to the bathroom. So I'm like, come on, you guys backstage, really? You guys are jealous and you got... And he goes, absolutely not. We are the best chums. So I was trying to get you to spill something and it's just all good. I think it was maybe just back in my day that I was playing a smaller part in Romeo and Juliet. And the people that played Romeo and Juliet, nice people, amazing actors, but man, lighten up a little bit. Have you ever done any Shakespeare?
I have haven't, but we're actually learning about Shakespeare in school, and we're about to read A Midsummer Night's Dream, so I'm excited about that.
Yeah, it's kind of cool because you'll, like, read a verse, and then you have to say, okay, well, what does that mean in English in today, 2020? And you kind of have to, like, almost, like, rewrite it, and this is what it means. And, all right, so let's just say, so you're 13 right now, you're probably going to college when you're about 17 or 18, so these next 4 years are going to be a good, fun ride for you, I think.
Yeah, definitely. I'm excited for what the future holds because I think that there's a lot of things now that I've done theater and on-camera stuff of all different kinds. There's a lot of stuff that I'm looking forward to doing.
I saw this dramatic bit. I think there was something where you didn't like your sister or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I recorded that for my reel.
I will never be my sister. I don't want to be her. I hate everything about her.
It's really good. Do you have sisters?
I don't. I have an older brother, though.
Okay, so you can relate, huh?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, that was good acting. My wife was doing some stuff last night, and I played it. She stopped what she was doing, and she was like, ooh, that was really good. You know, you're in a really, really good position compared to a lot of people I talk to. Yeah, so what advice do you have for them to kind of keep going?
You just always have to be yourself because that's what stands out, and don't be afraid to take opportunities because it's really easy to say no to something, but sometimes, usually when you say yes, almost all the time, you feel really good about it, and it's good that you just took the chance.
That's pretty good, because a lot of people are too scared, and a lot of people will say no, and then they go back home, and they go, oh, I should have, I would have, I could have.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you got to lose? Just say yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, so wrapping up here, is there anything else you'd like to say or promote or tell people where they can find you online?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram. It's at RealLilyAnna, and there's some pretty cool stuff that I post about things that I'm doing.
That's pretty cool. Hey, Lily, thank you so much for being on my podcast today. I really appreciate you sharing your story with my audience. I think someone might be listening out there going, you know what? Wow, I think I'm going to keep going. I was just about to quit acting, but then Lily just gave me what I needed, and I'm going to try it for another 6 months. So thank you so much for being on my podcast. We had fun, right?
Yeah, a lot of fun. I love doing this.
All right, thank you so much. You have a good weekend.
Thank you for having me. I had a great time.
Wow, another amazing young performer. This girl has a great future ahead of her. Real Lily Anna on Instagram. That's RealLilyAnna. Real Lily Anna. I will also put a link to her backstage profile. Thanks again, Lily, for doing my show. Really, really appreciate it. Now, next up, we have another amazing young teen tween on the show. His name is
Nick D'Ambrosio.
His career is just starting out, even though he's been a dancer since he was 7, and his dancing ability has propelled him into being an actor. He's already on a show called Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Let's give Nick a call all the way in Philadelphia, and let's see what he has to offer you. And here we go.
Hello?
Hey, Nick, it's Johnny Keith with Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
Good. Good. How are you?
Good. Right. So just kind of looking at all the stuff online, but it seems like everything you've got because of your dancing ability has given you the opportunities you have right now.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that because literally how I got into this whole acting experience was because of dance.
Yeah.
I was in a talent show and then the director of the studio, she owned a dance studio and she said, like, you got to come to the studio. So I joined the studio. I joined the competition team. All these competitions, we go on stage, we perform, we get judged. I got picked up by a talent agency from one of these competitions.
Oh, okay.
So without dance, I would not actually be doing any of this.
How old are you right now?
I'm 12 years old right now.
12, so 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So you've been dancing for over 5 years.
Yeah.
Hey, I was looking at that one of your videos where you were doing that photo shoot, and it looked like they were playing music, and you had like a blue background, and you had a white background, and you had a gray background, and they were playing music, and you were jumping, and that was kind of fun. What was that about? Was that a job or were you doing a photo shoot or both?
Yeah. So those were headshots.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a photo shoot and we got updated headshots and some live videos and great photos.
You're like jumping up in the air and it looks like you're flying kind of.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah, exactly. That's where the dance comes in right there.
Yeah, that was really great. So how do you get work now? It seems like, did you start out doing background work? Because it looks like you've done some background on a few television episodes.
Yeah, something I definitely like support and go with is that there is no small role.
Yeah, that's true.
It's all about like the learning experience to me because I started off with the small project, like the extra work.
Right.
I was on NBC's Manifest,
yeah.
CBS's Instinct, Showtime City on a Hill. But what I learned from that is how to be humble, how to be grateful because not only am I there and I'm learning about like my craft, I might meet these people again, the casting directors and the producers,
mm-hmm.
They're all there and they see me and they might keep me in mind for future projects.
Right. I know you should be off the side when there's downtime, start doing some some of your dance moves, they'd be like, hey, let's get that kid over there. Let's get my part. He can move.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, is that kind of what happened on Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Because I noticed you dance on there a lot as well. Did you get that job because of your dancing? Just tell me how that happened. Did you get an agent? Did you audition? How'd you get on that show?
Right. So my mom, actually, she set everything up. Like, she got me the audition.
Awesome.
It takes place in Los Angeles. So just the time zones. I live in Philadelphia, so it's 3 hours ahead of the Los Angeles time. So when they sent the audition, it was like 10 o'clock here, and they needed it to be done as soon as possible. So, like, I'm literally, like, sleeping, basically. My mom comes in, she's like, okay, you got to do this audition for this show. I'm like, okay. I just put my tab shoes on. I'm like, hey, I'm Nick. I would love to be on the show. And if I get the question wrong, I can tap dance into commercial break. And I'm literally in, like, my pajamas. Like, it's honestly, like, we're not taking this seriously. The casting director, she loved it. She's like, all right, he's going on to the next round. Then comes the Skype interviews where it's live through a screen.
Right. Did they ask you to dance, like, through that computer interview?
Yeah, actually. We sent, like, clips in, but I did a little bit for them.
That's great.
From Skype interview to flight, we got the job. It's just crazy, literally, how it all came together.
Are you done with that, or is the season wrapped? You're going to come back again, or are you done with that show?
The show is Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, so I've been sixth grade now, so I cannot be on the show again.
They're probably going to call you back to host the show, because you were doing a better hosting job than John Sienna was.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, those clips are great.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of game shows. I'd love to host anything.
Yeah, but you're really good on the camera. Didn't seem like you were nervous at all. It just seems like you were just talking, taking over, having a good time. It looked like you were the host.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Welcome back to Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? I'm your host, Nick. You have managed to earn $2,500. Now take a look at your class and pick your next host.
So were you able to parlay that into other acting work because of the exposure?
Yeah.
Like what? What kind of work did you get?
Something new coming out 2020.
Right.
One I worked on last year was What Do I Do Now, which is a Joshua Coates film. I was the main character, but the young flashback version. What the story's about, it's about a love story. It was the first job where I had lines, which was very cool. Went from extra work to Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, which was not scripted at all. It's all natural.
Right. How long have you been in the Boy Scouts?
So here's the story with Boy Scouts. It's something you'd like see out of a movie. So I was in kindergarten, right? There was a parade and there's the Boy Scouts on a float and I saw them and I'm like, hey mom, I want to do that. And then she's like, Boy Scouts? I don't think you know what that is. They were like throwing like a card if you wanted to sign up. Run in the street. I literally pick it up. Like, again, and I'm like five. They're like, you know, I join Cub Scouts. I rank up, become a Boy Scout, which I am now.
So you're going to go for Eagle Scout?
The goal is Eagle Scout. An Eagle Scout, it not only prepares you for life, but like gives you some opportunities. It's a good reputation. Like I'm an Eagle Scout.
Mm-hmm. You know? So you go from Boy Scouts and then seven, you decide you start dancing. So where did the acting come in? Where do you go from dancing to say, hey, you know what? I'm a great dancer. I got that. I mastered it. Now I want to go to the acting. Why? What made you want to do that?
I love being on stage and performing in front of an audience. At this competition, I get picked up by an agency.
Right.
Why I really wanted to get into acting, I like to tell a story and I like to entertain people. That's why I like dancing, honestly. I like entertaining the crowd and I like them to have a good time.
Right.
For acting, it's like for theater wise, but for TV as well. I want people to say, that kid's funny. You know, I like being comedic. So,
basically, you were a great dancer and you were in a competition and an agent actually came after you, and that's really how you got into acting.
Yeah.
Because he's like, wait, I can make some money off this kid. Probably waiting for a guy like you. He's probably like, thank you. I finally found Nick.
Yeah. Another thing is, as cool as it is to be in front of the camera, the behind the camera stuff, it's very incredible. Especially for Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? It's crazy how, from start to finish, how they pieced everything together like a puzzle with the wardrobe people, the hair, makeup, the actors, the producers, the directors, like all of it, it comes together. It's crazy to see how when we were shooting like each episode, like we filmed for like an hour and then when it aired, it was only 22 minutes, which is
exactly.
And you can't even tell that anything was removed because they put it together. You got to do what you love, honestly.
Yeah.
Like really love it, then don't waste your time doing it.
That's true. So, hey, so when you're 18, 20 years old, where's Nick going to be?
I can only hope for the best. I'll be the next Steve Carell.
Yeah, I can see that. You could actually play a younger version of him.
Yeah, I mean, I love that. Like, he's one of my favorite people.
You have a long time. I know, you still got to think about college and all that stuff.
We'll see how it unfolds.
You start off with dancing. Now you're doing a little reality with getting the extra work. Now you got lines. Now you may go, wow. You know what? This acting thing's all right. I think I'm going to be the producer.
Yeah, maybe.
And then you can step in front of the camera if there's a part. Then you step in, do your thing, so you get the best of both worlds.
Yeah, like a Ryan Seacrest.
Well, he needs to, like, let someone else have a job. He's taking all the work. Well, once you're in that business, you know, you just want to keep working like Steve Harvey. He's the host of everything. You're like, hey, Steve, let somebody else have a job. Quit taking all the work.
I watch Family Feud. I'm a game show fanatic.
That's my favorite show.
Maybe when Steve Harvey retires, I'll take it.
Yeah. You can do the Family Feud Junior version.
Yeah.
My wife and I watch him almost probably every single day. He's so funny.
Yeah.
It's not even about the game show. It's about him just doing all his stand-up routine. We're laughing so hard all the time.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm interviewing a lot of other child actors today. What advice would you have for them or anybody else that's listening? It's like, man, I want to do something. I want to be on, I want to get into business. What's your advice to them?
I've been on many auditions. Even if you don't get the role, everyone keeps you, like, you're always kept in mind. It's not over. Don't stress about anything. Like, if you don't get the main role, it's not the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's an opportunity for other things. Like I said earlier, like, there's no small role. Don't get there. You got to start somewhere. That's what happened to me. I started off with small projects, and that's what got me to where I am today, because I learned what a set's like and about casting. It all will unfold for you. So just stick with it.
Right. Yeah, I like that advice. A lot of people, they spend lots of money on these, like, acting classes, and they've never been on the set. I like that you're on the set and you're learning by watching. Hey, so wrapping up here, is there anything else that you would like to say or promote or tell people where to find more information about you?
So I recently did a documentary about dance. Why dance?
Oh, yeah.
Dance is a very special thing to me, because without it, I literally wouldn't be where I am today. So shout out to Touch a Class Dance. Why dance? That's the documentary. I think that'll come out 2021. Yeah, check it out. You can follow me on Instagram, nick.eambrose_.
Nick, thanks so much for accepting the invitation.
Thanks for asking me to do this.
No problem. So we asked Nick's mom what would be her one best piece of advice for a parent of a child actor. And this is what she had to say.
My best advice comes without even thinking. It's really not about searching for fame. If that is what a parent is looking for, they're going to run into some hard obstacles. The objective for me as a parent is to help support a kid who loves to do what he loves to do. And as long as he or she is loving what they do, one door will open after another based on who they are, not what they're trying to be.
Thanks for spending some time with us today. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Nick.
Thank you very much.
Nick was sleeping in the middle of the night. His mom wakes him up to audition for Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? And he says, if I mess up, I can just tap into commercial break. And the rest is history. nick.dambrosio_ on Instagram. If you'd like more information on Nick. Now go to actors2020podcast.com in the upper right-hand corner where it's orange. Click join using your email or Facebook, and then start liking and commenting and following on my page. Thank you. Listen, learn, because here comes the lesson. Lesson one. Everybody sit down. JK's going to take you for a ride uptown. Hey, yo, this is the story of the Hollywood game. Choose your path careful, you're the only one to blame when it comes to things that you don't know. Stick to the rules and just say no, because you're young, you're eager, you want in the movies. Don't think you'll get there by giving up your beauty. They'll use you, abuse you, throw you out like trash, and then you'll discover that you're out of cash. Now your heart, your soul is somewhere on the shelf, and you're walking through the streets now talking to yourself. The lesson. Well, you heard lesson one, it's time for lesson two. You have a choice, and the choice is up to you. I came to Hollywood to be a rich and famous star, but for now I'm waiting tables and I'm tending someone's bar. Pictures, classes, agents, where the heck does it all end? Every time I turn around, I'm starting over again. I finally got a break with a 5 on 100. My life was starting to roar like lightning and thunder. The phone rings, hello, I'm cast in a pilot. My life's been out of control, just like an LA riot. I walked off the set, said to heck with this, all man. The phone's not even ringing and my life is in the can. The lesson. Yep, final lesson here, of course it's
number three. Now remember, I'm an actor, to be or not to be. When the going got tough, I climbed into the bottom. I'm back on my feet now, revving my throttle on the climb to the top. It's the same old games, but now I'm kicking butt and I'm taking some names. Clawing, scraping, screaming, it was a long, hard crawl, but it was all worth it. I'm a box office straw. Opportunity was there and I took it with a punch. Not now, baby, but let's do lunch. There's a big piece of pie and you should grab your portion, and you can be like me and join fame and fortune. Boom, that's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Go and learn it.
Thank you for tuning in to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Key. Until the next episode, bye-bye.